Welcome back to the Olam Amidus, to the Olam Hakavod, as we march our way towards the end. And now we discuss a very, very crucial topic. Shelo lezalzel b'kavod acherim. We should never hurt, we should never be mezalzel, denigrate anybody's honor, anybody's esteem. This is the middle of Pei Dalet. V'nifne achshav lehefech shel netinas kavod acherim. We're now going to turn our attention to the opposite of giving honor to people. V'hainu, zilzul b'kavod acherim. What are we going to discuss? Destroying, ruining the honor of others. V'zeu midah ra'ah u'meguneh ma'od. It's a terrible midah, very disgusting, very vile. Whenever we lash out at people, hurt their feelings, hurt their dignity, it's a terrible midah. We have to call it for what it is, black on white. No justifications, no rationalizations. We have no right to hurt somebody's dignity and their honor, their created b'chelek elokai mimal. We have no right to do so. And if we view it that way, we'll change our perspective. Just like it's a great mitzvah to honor others, it's a big sin to hurt other people's honor. That's the way to look at it. And not just some midas chasidus, not some cute idea. This is real, this is the major leagues, it's a huge transgression. Bekavod bonim et adam, with honor we build people up. Ubezilzul chas hashom sotrim et adam. But when we denigrate, when we ruin others, we tear them apart, we destroy them. Something to really, really think about. Upashit. Shemisha mezalzel bekavod acherim. Somebody that is mezalzel with the honor of others, ben bifneim, whether in front of them, ben shalol bifneim. Over al isur lashon hara, or he does lashon hara, zehu siman she'en lo kavod atzmi. Very interesting. What is it showing? What is it proving? You don't have self-esteem yourself. You have to put people down? It's a sign you don't have self-esteem. Shekevin shechaser bekavod atzmi, since you're lacking in self-esteem, kasha lo lizbol ha-kavod shel acherim. It's so difficult for you to see other people have respect and esteem. Something very deep. Think about that. Somebody that's lacking in self-esteem, it's very hard for him to see others look all great and all spitz and all geschmack. It's too hard for him to see that person elevated. Because I don't feel good about myself, so how can I see that person riding high? So I'm going to bring him down. I have to talk badly about him. I have to insult him. I have to hurt him. Because I'm really hurting myself on the inside. This person is the opposite of what it says. Who is the real honorable person? The one who honors others. This comes from a very interesting story in Chazal. The Gemara Tana says, Chet Amar Aleph, Latilavo, in the future, Mitgapsos Ubaos Kolachayos Eitzel Anachash. All the wild animals are going to come by the snake. Ba'omimlo, they're going to tell the snake, Ari Dores Fa'ochel, the lion, it stomps and eats, it gets benefit. Zaev Tore Fa'ochel, the wolf tears its victim alive and then eats it. Atam Mahana Yeshlecha. But you, snake, what do you do? What's your hana? What's your benefit? The animal, the wolf, they tear things up and they get to eat the flesh. What do you do, snake, who speaks Lashon Hara? What's your benefit? Amar Lehem Ve'en Yisroel Leba'al Lashon Ad Kan V'tamua. So the question we have to ask on this Gemara is, what are the wild animals asking the snake? What's the benefit? Halo Taiv Gedola Hila Daber Lashon Hara? It's a great desire to speak Lashon Hara. It's a great desire. V'vada Yesh Bezehana. There's certainly benefit when you get to speak the juicy gossip of others. Why are they asking? What's the benefit of Lashon Hara? V'nira, Sheina Achinam Yesh Hana Bezeh. There is benefit in Lashon Hara. There is some Hana, pleasure. Aval Ze'enu El Mishum She'enu Brim B'Nafsham. It's only because this person is not completely healthy in his soul. He's not completely intact. The one has to always constantly speak Lashon Hara. The Chol Hanatam Michamis Choli Nefesh. And all the benefit he derives is coming from a soul that's not fully healthy, not fully there with self-esteem, with honor and dignity. Why does he get Hana when he speaks badly about people? Because he's hurting himself. He doesn't feel good himself. He doesn't have self-esteem himself. So he's just going to rock everybody in sight. He's just going to trash everybody in sight. He's going to denigrate and criticize everybody in sight because it gives him benefit. But it's not coming from a healthy place. It's not coming from something that really will ultimately build yourself up. about Mishi Yeshlo Brios and Nefesh, but somebody who is healthy, who feels good about himself, he knows where he stands. Lo yimatze hana mezilzol shel acherim. He's not going to find benefit in hurting others. Eliyem megunabeinav. It's going to be disgusting in his eyes. If you have a proper self-esteem, if you feel good about yourself and something we need to work on, it hurts you to see somebody hurt. It hurts you that people are down. It hurts you that people are in pain because you feel good about yourself. Masha ein kim shara taivus kamo achila, which is not the same about all the other desires like eating. Adraba, inein lo la'adam hana ba nechshav l'choli aguf. It's the opposite. If a person doesn't have the hana, like from eating, then it's considered that he's going to feel sick. V'srichim l'rapot atzmeinim choli zeh. We have to heal ourselves from this sickness, so to speak. So what's the way? How do we make sure that we honor others? Because it's a terrible thing to do otherwise. We have to build up our own self-esteem. And once we feel intact, once we feel secure, it's going to give us the ability and the charge to always be strengthening others.